USA News Update. All eight candidates in last night's GOP presidential debate on Fox News are vowing to combat rising crime in the United States. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's second in line on the GOP hopeful list, said the victimization of U.S. citizens will stop when he becomes president. DeSantis also said the military will be called in day one of his administration to put law and order back at the border.
So as president, would you support sending U.S. special forces over the border into Mexico?
Yes, and I will do it on day one. You have the cartels controlling a lot of part of your southern border. We have to reestablish the rule of law.
At least four people were killed, including the gunmen, at an iconic biker bar in the Southern California community of Trabuco Canyon. Jeff Halleck, undersheriff at the Orange County Sheriff's Department, included at least six others were injured. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.
Can we make 10,000 thread count sheets?
For Lens Linen, staying in the comfort zone is never an option.
The maximum thread count we could possibly thread.
An industrial seamstress would make their sweet dreams come true.
I want it to feel like you're on a snowflake, on cotton candy, on marshmallows,
on a cloud.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.